שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא פסח, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מן המקור.
We're in a lesson on the topic of Passover, we'll read selected excerpts.
בתת נושא, ערי מסכנות, פתאום ורעמסס.
We're in item 92, under the headline, פתאום, פתאום ורעמסס, ערי, the cities of affliction. Item 92,
נתחיל לקרוא.
In the document.
כל הערה שמקבלים מלמעלה,
item 92,
שנסתלקת לפי שעה, אבל לבסוף,
any awakening,
היינו, כשגומר סכום יגיע,
any, although each illumination received from above departs for the time being, in the end, when he completes the amount of labor that one must do, as in everything that is in the might of your hand to do that do, he receives at once everything he had received one at a time. He thought that it all went to the klipot, but then he receives everything back.
Shuv,
what we need.
Yes, let's continue.
Darshu Chazal, v'ze leshono.
Item 93. As our sages said, Pithom and Ramses, Rav and Shmuel. One said her name was Pithom. And why was her name Ramses? For his head, Mitroses, splinters first. Rashi interprets, when they built some, it would splinter and fall. They would rebuild, and it would fall. And one said, her name is Ramses. And why was her name Pithom? It is because first is first. It was swallowed by the Pit Tehom, mouth of the abyss. We therefore see that there is no dispute between Rav and Shmuel regarding the facts, only regarding the interpretation. The fact was that everything that they built would fall. This means that every time they built for themselves some structure in the work, the Egyptians came, meaning the alien thoughts of the Egyptians, and ruined all their work. In other words, all the work that they did with all their efforts to overcome and to serve in the work of holiness was swallowed in the ground. Thus, each day they had to start over. Okay, Dudi.
We're continuing to our next subtopic, hard labor. Item 194. It is written, and the Egyptians enslaved Israel b'perich, with hard work. Our sages said b'perach, with a soft mouth. We should understand the meaning of soft mouth in the work of the Creator. As was said above, the Egyptians spoke with thoughts and desires that we must serve the Creator, but in order to receive. This is called a soft mouth. That is, the body agrees more to do the holy work with the intention to receive. And there is no need to aim to bestow. It follows that with these words, they caused Israel to have hard work while assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven. And for this reason, everyone in Israel said that the holy work, in order to bestow, is very difficult.
Duty.
95. Rabash writes, the Egyptians imparted upon them thoughts that it is better to work in order to receive. And in this way, they would see that each and every day they are progressing in good deeds. But in the work, in the form of Israel, they see for themselves that it is difficult. And the evidence of this is that they see no progress in the work. it follows that a soft mouth means that they make Israel think that if they follow their way, it is easier work. This is called soft, meaning that it is easier to advance in a holy work. With these arguments, the Egyptians made their lives bitter with hard work. For they would always explain to Israel that the work of Israel is called hard work, and it is not for them.
Dudi.
Moving on, item 96. They all interpret hard work as bricha, breaking, meaning the breaking of the body. And the reason why it was hard work, to the point that they call this work labor that breaks the body and the waist, is that they replaced men's work with women's work, and women's work with men's work. This caused them the hard work. And yet, why did they listen to the views of the Egyptians? It is because they spoke to Israel with perach, a soft mouth, meaning that the thoughts of the Egyptians came to Israel with a soft mouth. That is, everything they told them to do was not to turn them away from serving the Creator, God forbid. On the contrary, they wished to guide them to walk in the ways of the Creator successfully, so they would not waste time in vain, meaning that they would see no progress in the work of holiness. And since they were spoken to with a soft mouth, it was hard for them to overcome these thoughts.
כן.
פות. במסמך קטע מספר 97, כותב הרבש. יש להבין את עניין בפרך. מהו על דרך העבודה בעבודת הקודש?
We should understand the matter of hard labor in the work of lowliness. We should make two discernments. One, the act called the revealed part, which a person can see, and where one cannot say that he is erring or deceiving himself, since it cannot be said that there was a mistake about something that is visibly apparent. This is so because the act of mitzvot and the study of Torah he sees, and the others can also see if he is carrying out actions of Torah and mitzvot or not. Two, the intention. This is called the hidden part, since others cannot see the intention behind one's act, and he too cannot see the intention in the act, since it is possible to be mistaken about intention and to mislead oneself, for only in apparent things called the revealed part, everyone can see the truth. But when it comes to intention in the heart, our thoughts in the mind, one cannot trust himself. It follows that this is hidden from himself and from others.
נמצא שנסתר ממנו ומאחרים. אז אנחנו בתת נושא, מלאכת הנשים לנשים.
Sabeder, men's work to women's work. Excerpt number 98, Rabash writes.
נשים לאנשים, פירושו.
And women's work with men's work means that those people do not have the power to overcome. Rather, they are as feeble as a female, meaning that they were weak in keeping Torah and mitzvot and didn't have the strength to keep and observe the mitzvot, even in the revealed form, which is called only in action. And all the work of overcoming was only on the action, not on the intention. The Egyptians came to them and made them think that we don't want to interrupt your holy work. On the contrary, we want you to be true servants of the Creator. In other words, we see that you wish to serve in the work of holiness, so we are advising you that the most important thing is not the action, it is the intention.
Yes, next.
90 line.
Now we can interpret the meaning of replacing men's work with women's work. Men's work means that he is already a gever, man, that he can overcome from the word lehitgaber, his evil, and engage in Torah and mitzvot in action. Thus, what should he do when he's already called a man, meaning a man of war, who can fight with his evil in action? Now it is time for him to begin his work in the second discernment, meaning in the concealed, which is the aim, the intention. In other words, henceforth he should try to aim all his actions to be in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator, and not for his own benefit. And what did the Egyptians do when they saw that he was a man who could exit their rule and enter holiness? They swapped their work and gave them women's work. This means that all their work was in women's work. That is, the Egyptians made them think, who needs intentions? The actions are what count.
נתנו להם להבין וכי מי צריך כוונות אלא עיקר הם המעשים.